מדבייס. רבי הצד החידש, הייצי תינק חי וכיס תולי בצבורוי חי. רבי הצד החידש, that if a person is carrying a tinnik in a rishus harabim, so even though on the nesiyas ha-tinnik there is no chiyav haitzah because chay noisei es atzmoy, but the kis that is toloi b'tzavorei shel tinnik, so we don't say that I'm carrying the tinnik and the tinnik is carrying the kis. No, we consider that the one who is carrying the tinnik is carrying the kis also. He's called a noisei ha-kis. So the Gemara asked Takasha and Rove, Tanan, 2 lines from the bottom, Neitel Odom es b'noi v'ha even b'yodai. In our mission it says a person is permitted to carry his son, even though the son is carrying an even. So the Gemara's Kasha is, let us see Rashi, v'even b'yodai, midishori lei b'tiltel b'chotza, if the Mishnah permits us to carry the even that his son is carrying the yodai, shmami no lav commanded noket le ihu le even domi. It is not considered like the father is carrying the even, because if the father is carrying the even, so it should be also he's being metal tal mukze. No, it's considered he's carrying the ben, and the ben is carrying the even. So lagabi kis heichim echayvis lei. So if that is the lomdis, so how can Rava say hoytzi tinik chay v'kis toli b'tzavori chayiv mishum kis? Omri devei Rabbi Yana b'tinik sheyesh loy giyaguyin al oviv. Let us see Rashi. B'tinik sheyesh loy giyaguyin al oviv. A child that has a tremendous affection to his father, she'im lo yitlenu, if he won't pick him up, yechle, so he's going to get sick. V'loy hamidu tiltul shaloi biyodayim b'mokim sakone. This is a tiltul shaloi biyodayim, but since there's a sakone schoili involved, so memele loy hamidu tiltul shaloi biyodayim b'mokim sakone. Fregt er, sagt Rashi, wafel gab de lav sakones nefesh gemure. Even though the child will be very upset, very emotionally upset, but it's not a medubar of sakones nefoshes, ela sakones chayli, but bimokeim sakones chayli, they were matir tiltul mutze shaloi biyadayim. It is considered being metaltalit, shaloi biyadayim, in that they were matir bimokeim chayli. If you are telling me that Chazal were matter tiltul mukze sheloi biyadayim b'mokim sakonis chayli ma'ir ye'even, so why does the Mishnah say noitel odom es b'noi veho even biyadayim? The Mishnah specifies the type of mukze, it's an even. Afilu dino nami, afilu, the child had a dinner in his hand, it should also be permissible. In alomo marove lo ishonu elo even, avo dino rosa, fakad rova was medayik to loshna mishneh, it doesn't say umukze biyodai. The mishneh specified for even biyodai. But if it would be a dinner, it is also avo dino rosa. So we have to understand, we'll see Taisvis as the Kasha, or the Rishonim as the Kasha, that this Ihochi is very difficult to understand. How do you learn without Rava? Without Rava we learned that Bechlal is not considered that he is metaltal the kiss. That's how we learned without Rava. I'm carrying the tinnik, and the tinnik is carrying the kiss. So memeila, and if you don't learn like Rava, so the bechalal is no tiltal on the bechalal is no tiltal on the kiss. So memeila, so that's why it is mutu noitel odom es benoy veven biyadai. So if that's the case, so Dina should also be mutter. I mean, without Rabbi Yosef, this is a problem without me. I said now a different lomdus. That the lomdus is that really there is a total mukzah, and they were mata b'mokim gaguim b'mokim sakonis choyli. And if you don't learn like me, so you learn this b'chlau no tiltul mukzah. If it's b'chlau no tiltul mukzah, so me'mele zichishver, why is dinner also? Taisvis has a mahalach, and we'll see Taisvis in the vein. But before Taisvis, I'd just like to say over a meir de kipshat that the Chidushi Aran brings from the Ramban. Perhaps the Ramban says a little differently, but the Chidushi Aran says this pshat in the Ramban. He says as follows, that lulei divrei rove, so I would say, we have here a very interesting tzir. Someone is carrying a child who is carrying something else. Now, so is it considered that this someone is carrying the something else also? Or is it considered I'm carrying the child and the child is carrying something else? This was the pilpul and the gemara. This is what Rava was machadish, not considered I'm carrying the something else also. Besides the tinnik, I'm carrying the kiss also. I'm carrying the eved. That was Rava's shtik teira. The Ramban says, how would one learn lulei divrei Rava? So he says, without divrei Rava, one would say as follows. That one would say that it depends in one nekude. If the noisei hatinik has any interest in the thing that's being carried, so then we can consider that he's carrying that thing also. But if he has no interest whatsoever in the thing that is being carried, so then we're miyaches the pulas anesia to the tinik, not to him. So Mamela the Ramban says as follows. Lulei divrei Rava, I would say as follows. If he's carrying an Evan, Ichtaf Oman an Evan, the Evan is important to me. So Mamela, so we are only miyaches, I'm carrying the tinik. The tinik is carrying the Evan. By a kiss, says even though a kiss is choshev, but a kiss I'm also not worried about, because it's around the neck of the tinik. It's around the neck of the tinik. So Mamele is also not concerned about the kiss. The kiss might fall down. There's nothing, so he's not concerned about the nesiyas kiss. So Mamele is also concerned. He's carrying the tinik and the tinik is carrying the kiss. But a dinner, we have to understand like this. His ingel has $100 bill in his hand and he's walking around. So every 2 minutes he's looking up, Yankel, the house is good. I mean, we're speaking about big money over here. So here he's concerned that this should be carried, he shouldn't drop it. He's to say the watching the dinner to make sure you're holding it. So it's like he's holding it. That's considered, if he's concerned about the dinner, so then it's considered he's carrying the dinner also. That is part of the nesiya over here. So memela, so lulei divrei Rava, I would understand why kiss al tzavoroi even biyodoi. It's not considered that he's being metaltal this second inyan. But dinner, that is called that he's being metaltal the dinner. Abba Rava said thou a nulam this. Rava said, now alom this, that what, that it's taka considered being metal to the mukta, and they were mata mukta, in order to prevent the tinnik from becoming sick. So mamela, if that is the cheshbin, so mamela, this cheshbin we have by a dinner also. That's John the Gemara's kash. Am I iria even? Hafilo dinner nami? Alom ama rava leishon al even avo dinner also. So the Gemara says there's a new problem involved. Even enough lolo loy osi yabui le suye. The Gemara says the problem is not the carrying now. The problem is what is going to happen when he drops the Evan. Or when he drops the dinner. So if he drops the Evan, loy osi yabui le suye, he won't go and pick it up. The Yingel will be crying and they'll say, Shabbos, it's mukzeh, fartik. There's nothing what to worry about. Dinner. Enough, well, if the din is going to fall, so they were not matter for a father to carry a tinnik holding a dinner, not because that's what he's doing now. For the doing now, we have a heter of the chayli atinik. They answered it because of what might occur when the tinnik will drop the dinner. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Osi lasuye, v'taim alav mishum tiltulu. The iser is bechlau not because he's being metal to the dinner. Afilu la'oichzoi biyodoi. Afilu he's not allowed to walk along with the tinnik holding his hand. But tinnik malach beragla v'osa leirove. The iser is a different reason in Gansen. Dilme nofel v'osi lasuye. This is a shreklachen esoi. The kivin. Let's stop over here. So Rashi says that the reason they asked for dinner was anuk zeire, dilmenof avosila suye, and this zeire has no shaykhis at all with carrying the tinnik. This is anuk zeire. The Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. The Ramban holds that that's a meiridik zeire over here. That he's walking, he's holding the hand of the tinnik, and we asked him, you're not allowed to hold the hand of the tinnik, because maybe the tinnik is going to drop the dinner, and dilmanof avosi lasuye. Frek the Ramban, now what if he's not holding the hand? What if he's in the dalad amis of the tinnik? Also the same problem. If the problem is that being close to the tinnik, you have an interesting nesoyin over here. The tinnik is holding a dinner, and if he drops the dinner, it's a big nesoyin. So that is the problem. So Lavdavka holding the hand of the tinnik, and if he's in his daladama, should also be also. He's ichor watching the dinner, that's for sure. Seilu dvom shein lamshir. So that's the Ramban's kash and Rashi. So the Ramban says, they were only mater, they only answered it if he's carrying. That means we have to realize, merendach v'gidin shem rei teire mitzvahs, that he's going to drop the dvay Rashi, he's going to drop the dinner, so the father's going to go and pick it up. It's Shabbos, it's Muktzah. He won't pick it up. No, you know what? When we're afraid the father will pick it up, the father's going to be alum. The father's going to be alum. The ingle was holding the dinner. And he was screaming, Tati, pick me up. So he went over to the Rav. First, Ralph, you're holding your dinner. He goes, asks the Rav, am I allowed to pick him up? Yeah, you're allowed to pick him up. Sakon is choyle, you're allowed to pick him up. Pick them up. No. So Mamela, he sees that the rovers matter, for the emotional health of the child, you're allowed to pick up, even though I'm being metal till muktzeh. Fine. Now the tinnik is going to drop the dinner. So Mamela, now he won't ask the rov anymore. Now say, no, chreistach chapshayna apsak. That litzoyrech, a tilt, so the Ramban says as follows, a tiltel cotton the rovet mematter gemacht. I'm allowed to carry the dinner al yedei atinnik. Litzoyrech, the tinnik. So memeilo hu adin, I'll be allowed to pick it up also. That already will be his lomdus. So memeilo, that already is an easy nesoyin. He'll be medame milsa le milsa. So there they asked for him to hold the tinnik while the tinnik is holding the dinner. But if he's not carrying the tinnik, samazay is holding him by his hand, so memeilo that they never asked. So either machloikis, Rashi and the Ramban, in his 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shintes Seif Aleph, the first day of the Mechaber Paskins like Rashi, that afilu lech is biyodai is also, and the second day is the Shittas Ramban. The Bir Aloch says, b'mokim adchak, one can be seimech on the Ramban. That one, so we're makel, if he's holding his hand, you're allowed to you hold the hand of a tinnik. Now let us end the Rashi. So we are afraid. Dilme nafo va'osi lasuye. V'kiven the lav sakonis nefeshi loisharu bei tiltu. So l'chayre pshatn Rashi is that what Rashi is ending. What is Rashi saying? Rashi l'chayre is asking a kasha. And why can't he pick it up? What's wrong in picking it up? So Rashi says, since it's not sakonis nefesh, loishori beitilto. If he, we Rashi before said, leemido tilto shaloi biyadayim bemokim sakonis chayli. That bemokim sakonis chayli, they were matel tilto shaloi biyadayim. Ubatiltul b'yedayim, they were not matter, since it is not sakonas nefesh. Even though it would seem perhaps this is not pshat and Rashi, so let me tell you all about Mishnah Brura, that did learn that this is pshat and Rashi. The Mishnah Brura says in Simin Shin Tesiv Kotten Dalit, the Mechaber says that Osi, well, he's not allowed to hold the hand of the Tinnik, v'osi yavuei lasuyei, the father will come and pick it up. Zot the Mishnah Brura, v'nimtso metaltel hamukze b'yadai, that the father will be metaltel mukze. V'ze loy hitiru, afilu b'mokim shei negeya l'chshash chayli. And to be, even though it's negeya l'chshash chayli, they were not matter to be metaltel b'yadayim. Kiven do loy havi chshash shakonis nefoshis. And the Mishnah Brura and Sharetzin say, and so Rashi, this Rashi. And he says, so Rashi is saying, but it would seem from Rashi as follows, that the emerson, we are speaking about he's holding his child's hand. The child dropped the dinner. Now the shaila is, should he pick up the dinner now for the child? So it seems from Rashi, picking up the dinner also involves a chayli of the child. That means not only the carrying of the child, there's a chayli involved. If Rashi asks a kash and says a teretz is not, the Mishnah Berurah says klar hazoi. That Rashi asks a kash, let him be permitted to pick up the dinner. Where did Rashi see such a heter for picking up a dinner? There was a heter to pick up a child, not a dinner. So vaistachois, that this also will disturb the child if he doesn't pick up the dinner. And there will be a chash chayli. Now Rashi says, that's the lashon Mishnah Berurah. The metaltal mukze biyadayim bezela yitiru afilu b'mokim shenagei elchshash choyli haben given lehavi chshash sakonas nefoshes. That's what Rashi is saying over here. Given the lav sakonas nefesh iloy shori beitul. Let us see Taisves. Zok Taisves ihochi mai irya even afilu dinor nami. Now Taisves has the same kasha that we mentioned before b'shem Rambam. What is this ihochi? And if you don't learn like Rav, it's ichishver dinner. So Taisi says as follows. Yamrit vishloime de tavayu mevatalahu. If you won't say like Rav, we'll say that the Evan becomes bottle to the tinnik. This is a pacifier of the tinnik. It's equivalent to his clothes. It's bottle to the tinnik. Bein Evan u bein dinner. Vein kan tiltal mukzi klal. There's no tiltal mukzi whatsoever. It becomes bottle to the tinnik. Because if it falls, the father will not pick it up. So the Gemara all along knew about this gzeira of nofel osi avuyi lasuye. So that's how the Gemara understood the difference between Evan and dinner. Evan, if it's going to fall, the father zicha won't pick it up. Then if it's going to fall, he will go and pick it up. So it seems he's picking it up, shalei l'shem shemayim. He's not picking up out the cries of the child. He's picking it up because it's a dinner. So memeila then alam b'eisis, they never were matter till mukze. No, because either Evan side the dinner is not mukze, calls man the tinnik is holding it. No, by Evan they were not afraid he might drop it, because if he drops it, he'll leave it there. And by dinner they were afraid he might drop, and the father pick it up. But if you'll say like Rava that it does not become bottle to the tinnik, that they were matter till mukze, b'dinner nami lishteri, so dinner they also should be matter. What are you afraid of? Maybe the father's going to go and pick it up. Now you're becoming from what is pshat? Now you're talking about mukze. And when he's carrying the child, it's not mukze. No, you are matter mishum giyagui. So if it falls, so it's also have the same matter of giyagui. So the Gemara answers as follows. No, even though there is a tiltal mukze, when he's metaltal the tinnikim eben, מיו יש לנו להחמר במוקציוס כשמטלטל בידיים ושמטלטל גבתי אבל גבתי בישי תנמי כמוקצה. That means both cases are a total mukta, but this is a total mukta behedya, and this is a total mukta not behedya. So memeila, that's what the Gemara is machadish. Is the Gemara always knew the chashash of dilme? The Gemara always knew the chashash dilme nafal va'osi lasuye. No, the Gemara held if you are mater total mukta. Shaloi behedi, you should be matter tilta mukta behedi, because vaked, you're splitting a hair. If an aloch is a din of tilta mukta, so lamaisa, what is the difference? Not alamaisas. Both are tilta mukta. You need a heter to be matter this tilta. The Gemara is machadish, no. This tilta mukta, they were matter. This tilta mukta, they won't be matter. Ilka gazrinin dil monovel bedina ba'osi yavuye lasuye. Others ask on Taisves. So the Zika Chosam in HaSefer. The Gemara always knew about the Gzeire. Now the Gemara is Machadish that there's a difference between Tiltal Mukta Behedye and Tiltal Mukta Shaloi Behedye. So the Gemara should have said. So what did the Gemara answer? Haven't enough Lalla Yossi Yavu Yilasuye. Didn't enough Lalla Yavu Yilasuye. Shikaya. That I knew in the beginning that he might come and carry it. But I thought it's mutter to carry. So the teretz is it's also to carry. So that's the teretz. The Gemara sort of said, tiltu shalai biyadai hitiru, tiltu biyadai lai hitiru. Not I'm afraid he might go and carry it. Good morning. I always knew that there's such a chash. I forget, the Makshin also understood that the whole reason you're not allowed to carry a tinnik that is holding a din is because dilmanov of osilasuyi. No, the chiddush of the Talzin is that they weren't matter this tiltal. So that the Gemara should have said this teretz. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Tanya kevosei derob. That the etzem yisod that Rava had said that if a person is carrying someone, and this one is carrying something else, that were miyaches, the carrying of the second thing to the Noisei HaRishon, so we learned this in Abaraisa. Hamoitzi keilav mikupolim, umenochim al kseifoi. A person walks out, and his begodim are folded up, and lying on his shoulder, he's carrying his begodim on the shoulder. He's not wearing them, they're folded up. They're resting on the shoulder. And he's carrying his shoes and his rings in his hand. He's carrying. What is if he's wearing his begodim? Potter. He's potter. So the first halacha is there's a pashat halacha. A person carries his clothes. Some emela, so that he's chayiv al tzo. If a person wears his clothes, he's potter. It's a very interesting deek that the Chodesh Aviv asks, why does it say potter? If a person wears clothes, you ask him, a potter. Potter is potter avalosa. Min shemu shemayim. So he wants to say, could be chapton potter, it really means potter amutter, because the Sefer says chayiv, say chapson potter. That's the second test. But he wants to say something very interesting, that the Tane is saying as follows. Hamoitzi kelov, hamoitzi begodov, hamikupolim al tseifoi. If his clothing is folded up and resting on his shoulder, some emela, he's chayit, he's carrying his clothing. Vimhoyam elubish bahem, but if he's wearing it, watch that he's wearing it, he's wearing his jacket on his shoulder, but he didn't stick his hands into the sleeves. So he's wearing the jacket like this, it's on his shoulder. So that's Abayim Elubish Ben, but he's, so Potter Avalosa he wants to say, because Dilmanov over Osi Lasuye. Agav Ulche, it is brought down, he's metated like that, the Chodesh Aviv. Agav Ulche, it is brought down, Dinim van Hoges of the Chazanish. The Chazanish used to go out like that in Shabbos. So Al Kaponim, the Chazanish didn't learn like that Pshat in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim, Homer Doa Amachlikis Achainim. Okay, but that's not the raya to Rav. Let's go a little further. Ha'amaytzi Adam. If a person takes out an Adam, v'keilav olav, v'sandalav biraglav, v'tavaysav v'yadav pata. If he's carrying a person who's melubish with his begodim, he's wearing his rings, that's pata. Stam a pata avalosa. You have to know if it's altsim. Stam even chayna yishes atzmi, could be it's osim idar abonon. V'ilu hoitzion kemoy shehem chayev. But what would be if he would carry this Adam, and the Adam is not wearing these begodim, he's carrying the begodim, so then the noisei, the moitzi is chayev. So you see klal, that is considered he's carrying the things that the Adam that is on his shoulders is carrying. So in miyachis in the siya to the moitzi. Gavucha d'chsam sefer atois, why isn't this called shnayim sha'osu? So the Chassam Sofer said this is called Zayochel v'Zayin Ayochel, so it's a Messiah Shein by Mamish. The one that's on his shoulders can't move. So Mamela, the whole, and he's carrying it without the Yenim's holding it. So Mamela, it's called Zayochel v'Zayin Ayochel. Zogt de Rashi. Tanya kevosei de Rove, de chinoket lo el yoim, keman da avke tachtein gufei domi emachai. And the Elyon is holding it, it's just like the Tachtin carried it out. V'sandal of a tabayis of v'yodoy, v'kumtzei in his hand, shalai kederech malbish. Hamaytzi odom v'keilav olav, melubish v'em, v'tabayis of v'yodov, that's v'ayis of, v'leitone v'yodoy, k'denokat reishin. Yeah. Look, the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, Neitel Adam Kalkola v'Heaven b'Seichel. A person is permitted to be metaltel a Kalkola basket v'Heaven b'Seichel. And there's an Heaven in this basket. Frag the Gemara v'amai tehevi Kalkola bosses l'dover ha'osa. You have a Kalkola with an Heaven. So how is he permitted to be metaltel the Kalkola? The Gemara and the Havamina learned that you only have a Kalkola with an Heaven inside of it. So why, how are you permitted to be metaltel the kalkola? Oma rabbe bar bachon, oma rabbi yechenin, hoche be kalkola maleya peiris askina. We're speaking about a kalkola that's full of peiris. So memele, so what is pshat? So now this kalkola is a bosses, the dover osa, dover amuta. So memele, so then, one is permitted to carry it. This is already considered tiltel minatzat. That means it's not a bosses, and he's carrying the peiris, and together with the peiris, he's carrying the Evan also. Frechte Gemore, from here we see a gewaldike yesod, that in tiltel min atzat, that one is permitted to carry, the din bosses of the boss or the mutter, that one is permitted to carry it, that is dafke, if there is no eitzeh, to avoid carrying the muktzeh. If there's an eitzeh to avoid carrying it, one should avoid carrying it. And perhaps by not doing this eitzeh, it would seem he wants to carry the muktzeh also. Frag the Gemara v'lishdinu le'peiri v'nishdi le'evet. Why is he permitted to carry the basket with the peiris, with the eben? Let him spill everything out. V'nektinu b'yodayim, and then he'll go and pick up the peiris. That means if you have an eitzah to avoid carrying the oven, one should zicha use this eitzah. And the Gemara k'derabi loy. Omar Rav beperes hametanfen. Ochinami beperes hametanfen. They're speaking about that if you're going to spill out these peres on the floor, together with the oven, they're going to get all dirty, and you won't be able to use them. So memele, so that's not an eitze. Frag the Gemara, this is another eitze. V'len arinu ni uri. Let's shuckle out, don't throw the peiris on the floor, but let's, through nail, let's shuckle out that the peiris should be on one side of the basket. the Evan should be on the other side of the basket, and then he can go and be Menayer the Evan. You don't have to spill it out on the floor. It can be Menayer the Peiris, and then shuckle out the Evan. Omar Avchiyah Barashi, Omar Ove, Ochid Bekalkolo Pchusa Askin. So Gemara, because of this kasha, is to say a new mahalach in Gans. We're speaking about a kalkola that is pchusa. That means it is, there's a hole in it. Having goof and nas is doifen le kalkola. That since he has a use from the oven while the peiris are in the keli, even though it is not speaking about that the oven is mahudik to the keli, it did not become an intricate part of the keli, but ba'asheru sham, I am using the oven as a doifen of the keli. So memela, so there's a psalom, this becomes a bottle to the keli in this matziv, and therefore I'm permitted to be metalfalim. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, tehevi kalkola bosis, v'hi atzmo teyose. How is he permitted to pick up the kalkola? So it must be malaya peiris. The ikanas is bosis le peiris. Hilkach even metalteles agav keili. U peiris shuhu muta. One is permitted to carry the even agav keili u peiris. Like the Gemara, let's fill everything out. V'niktino b'yadayim yilaktei me'al ha'oretz b'yodo. V'yachzira le'kalkola, v'yitaltalein, v'lomo hitiru even le'taltal agav keili u'peiris, if you could avoid this. So the Gemara answered, be'peiris ha'mitanfin, be'peiris mivusholim, they're overripe, v'rachin me'yoid, k'imteinim, v'tusim v'anovim, shim yashlichem la'oretz yitanfin. ולנערוי ולנערינו ניורי עד שיסטלקו הפיריס מן האבן לסייך הקלקולה. I think it would be better in בסייך הקלקולה, that you're not putting it in the קלקולה, it's in the קלקולה already. שיסטלקו הפיריס מן האבן בסייך הקלקולה לצטונם וישלך האבן לבדו בין אורוסו. So the Gemara says it is speaking about פחוסו שנפחס דויפנו אישו לאו. There is a hole in the wall or in the bottom of the keli. So memele, so that's why he is not mechuyev to shake out the oven. It becomes bottled to the keli. Let us go a little further. Metaltalin trume tmeye im atahira ve'im hachule. Zegt de Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishanu elo shetahoyro lemato utmeyo lemayla. Here that we are speaking about, this truma utmeyo and truma tahoyro, we're speaking about as follows, tahoyro lemato. The tahoyro is lemato, utmeyo lemayla. So memayla, he has no etzim to take off the tmeyo from the tahoyro because the tmeyo is muktzeh. Avol tahira lamaila tmeya lamata, but if the tahira is lamaila tmeya lamata, shokilele tahira vishabiklele tmeya. So then Rav Chisda says, so then he's not permitted to be metalful everything. Again, shokilele tahira, you take off the tahira vishabiklele tmeya. Frech de gemore vichi tahira lamata. So again, we see that if we can avoid carrying both together, we zicha do it. Frag de gemar ritahira lamata namilish dinu velin ketinu. Let him go and spill everything out, and then we'll pick it up. Amarabi loya marav beperis hamitanfen askino. We are speaking about, here was the memory of loya marav, that we are speaking about peiris hamitanfen, so mameli can't spill it out. So mameli, so that's the guideline, that's our guidelines. If it is the tahir ala maila, so just be kind enough and take out the tahir and carry that along. It is the tahir, and in the Mishnah speaking about it, it's the tahir ala mata, so you have no etzer. Meis veifek the Gemara kashe metaltlam truma tmeya ima tahir abimachulin. It says, bein she tahir ala maila utmeya ala mata. Bein shetemei olamayla otahir olamata. So here it says klo, that there is a heter to be metaltal the kalkola that is holding tmei and tahira, and it doesn't matter if the tahira is lamayla, if the tahira is lamata. Tiyufta the Rav Chisda, who said the Mishnah is only speaking about the tahira is lamata. Omelecha Rav Chisda, it's no kasha. Masnisen letzairich gufay. The Mishnah is speaking about that he needs the tahira. So if he needs the tahira, so then I'm 100% right. If he can take, if the tahira is lamayla, so let him kindly pick up the tahira and take it. And you could avoid the tiltul of the tmeya. The Braisa is speaking about he doesn't need the truma tahira. He doesn't need the truma tmeya. He needs the place where this kalkol is. Letzairich mekayma. So the Braisa is speaking about letzairich mekayma. He has to get rid, he has to empty this place. He has to put something there instead. So he has to get rid of everything. Taking out the tahira will not solve, it will not be a solution at all. So what does he hear from that? Now he has a kalkola with a tmei in it, and he needs the mokim. So fakel. So there, he has to fakel. So then the whole heter is, when both are in the kalkola, he should lift up both. Reisel et zeich mekayim. So the Gemara, my duchke the Rav Chisda look me mas nisna letzairich gufay. So why did Rav Chisda to make an akimte that the Mishnah is speaking about letzairich gufay, and then so the Mishnah is speaking about Dafka a certain case, and the Mishnah didn't specify that it's speaking about teira lamayla. Omarove mas nisna kivosei daike. The Mishnah is muchach that's speaking about letzairich gufay. Diktoni seife. Says the next Mishnah is Moish shal akar. One has mois on a pillow, minayir es akar behein neiflois. So you shake off the pillow and the money falls down and you sleep on the pillow. You want to use the pillow. So then there's the loch is of minayir es akar. Aber letzeirich mekoyma. What if he needs the place where this pillow is, metaltalei va'oidanola. Fakel, nir is not a solution. He needs the place over here. Doesn't want there should be money spread all around. So the tzeich mekayim, one will lift up the pillow together with the money. So they're speaking about, so the Mishnah of Kar is speaking about tzeirich gufoy. Therefore, the halach is if you can make nir, you should make nir. So since the seif is speaking about tzairich gufoy, that he wants to use the car, so the reish is also speaking about tzairich gufoy. Sagt Rashi, masnisen. Before that, Sachmir, Tmei Lamaila, Vuzorg Litoire, Venyocher Litoil Atmeo Biadayim. He can't lift up the Tmei Biadayim of Yishi Mukzel, Fikach Yitaltala Koil Ada Shulchan. Therefore, he picks up everything, Vyashlacha Koilola, Vyitala Toire, and then he takes the Toire. So the Gemara says, why is he permitted to carry everything till the Shulchan, Lishdino Laoretz Kulon? Lekitino l'toira b'yad erzirenu l'kalkola. Samar says is speaking about the metamfe. Masnisen l'tzer gufoi, shetzorich l'toira l'gufa l'oichlo. He needs the toira l'gufa l'oichlo. Hilkach, he loved the toira l'mata. L'ishori lei l'toltui l'tmeya, el shoki l'toira umamti lo l'shulcha. That here he needs a tail of goof achila. He'll kill, he'll have the tail of the matel, or surely the tatul to me. Yeah, the shakul tail of mantel, or shall take it out of the kalkola. Rice, let's say, mekoim, she says, le moki makeli, va kocha kuli, who tsoich, le salki misham, she has to get rid of everything. We surely, re la bonu to tautel, ha, yo to high. Since he's already been with tautel, the kalkola, with the tahiras, he's permitted to be with tautel, the tmeya also. Tsoich mekoim. Umay duchke ditzach lemeim aloishonu to make an akimte אלא שטמא למעלה, לשווקי כדי סלקי דייטא, בין שטמא למעלה, בין שטמא למטה, ולוקם בצורך למקיימה. סדמר סייז עלו צורך גופוי, שצורך לקהל לשכבולו, שם. ולא ילסלטה, פיקח להתיר, לא ילתלם, הם מוי סטייפר, he's not allowed to pick it up together with the money. כדי בוי טוטל, אל מנערי במקיימה, אבל צורך למוקי מכה, וטלטל הכל ביחד. ומידי סייפה, is reish nami le tzeir gufi hilkach yihave tahoira le mailo if the tahoira would be le mailo by the kalkol yihave shoyle le tel tuli tmei kriptoni gabi mois menareis venoif lois metal tola teire le chude so here it would also be the same therefore he had to say that the chizda decided the mishnah speaking about the tahoira is lamato he cannot lift up the tahoira and use it alone, because speaking about the Tahira is Lamata. Zok Taisves, v'nishdinu lepeiri, v'nishdayu le'evet. The previous Gemara, we had a kalkola that had peiris and an evan in it, so the Gemara did not understand why it is permissible to carry the kalkola. V'nishdinu, let him go and spill out. That means if you can avoid being metaltal, the mukze, even though this is a very clear, if you could avoid the taltal, you should definitely avoid it. The imtaima, factaisus gabi kotten nami, lishdayu le'evan miyodai. So why were they meiko? What did Rava say? Rava said, the cotton has gaguim. The cotton has gaguim, he wants his father to carry him. Fine. But there's a problem. The cotton is carrying a stone. So why were they matel? Tiltul shaloi biyodai. Because of the gaguim of the child he wants to be carried. Let's tell the son, let's make a deal. You want I should carry you? Throw away the stone and I'll carry you. Why is it permitted to be metaltal the child with the ever? Vieshloima, im yashlichai miyodoi, yitzak atinaik viyivka. If he'll force him or he'll throw it out of his hand, he's going to scream and he's going to cry. Now, Ladavoini, I don't understand Klo what Taisvis is answering over here. We were medayik from Rashi, as Zevi says in the Mishnah Brura also, that there was a shaila when he throws away the stone, it should be permitted to pick up the stone because he's going to get sick. So it would seem from Rashi that this is a very emotional child. He wants the stone. He was speaking about it, wasn't even carrying him. Rashi says, "V'kim l'av sakonis nevesh ilo shori beitiltul." The Mishnah Berurah says, even though there's a chash chayli, they were not mata tiltul behegi. So it seems that the chayli is also, if he won't have the stone, he's going to get sick. Now, what does Taisus mean? If Taisus means he's going to get sick, so Taisus means he won't get sick. So what's going to be? He'll scream. He'll cry. So what is? I don't understand, Klor, what the Teretz is. A new heter now. That means that Be'etzem you could avoid Taisus had a kasha, Taisus had a pesugishtelt. Just like you're not permitted to carry a kalkola with an oven, if you could avoid the tiltul, unless it's going to get... So here also, you could avoid the carrying the oven by yashlichu oven. So Taisa says, "Yitzak atinik v'yivke v'yis tois in this din, es betzim." I mean, I don't understand. This is much worse than a bosses ladova osa ladova muta. This lamaisi need a heter of chayli to be mata. A bosses ladova osa ladova muta meiker adin. If you have a problem, you'll have to carry it. allowed to carry it. If there's no eitzah to avoid it, you're allowed to carry a bussel davos or davar mutter. Afal pikei, the Gemara says, if you could avoid it, you should avoid it. Here, this is worse than the buses. Here we need a, it's not called I'm carrying the tinnik and the oven. It's called I'm being metaltal, tutu shaloi bi yadayim, I'm being metaltal the oven. Bafal pikein, they were matter it als tachayli. And Taisus asked Akasha, so let him throw away the oven. They don't understand klo. You don't need this heter. So Taisa says he's going to scream and cry. I don't know, unless Taisa means chayli. Basic nisht. But for the Rashi, what Abba Zayis give isn't this chayli if you only have the yev. Vim taima. Maishna deloy sharinon letalto tinig elok sheyesh legi guim. Now, this is no shaykhis with what we said till now. This is a new kasha. This is the marsha. Maishna deloy sharinon letalto tinig elok sheyesh legi gaguim. This is the heter of gaguim, of chayli. The bottle even agav tinik, k'moishi betel agav kalkola malaya peyos. So Taisus asked such a kasha. We asked a kasha, how is one permitted to carry the kalkola with the peyos? Let him be minaya. So we said at Teretz, no, if he needs the stone, why does he need the stone? Because there's a hole. And the stone is contributing. Stone, since you need the stone for the peiris, or else they're going to fall out, so the stone becomes bottle. So, vektach taisvis, afilu on gaguim. The child does not have gaguim lo'oviv. He asks the father, Tati, carry me. And if he won't carry him, eich nish gefelach. So then the din is, you're not allowed to carry him. But al kaponim, this stone is a pacifier to the child. The stone is a pacifier to the child. So memele, it's occupying him. So memele, so let the stone become in hilchis tiltal mukze. We see from our gemara gevaldik yisod. Even though this stone is not an intricate part of the kalkola, it's not tied to it. It's not part of. But now, since it's serving a function and a purpose of protecting the peiros from falling out of the kalkola, so it becomes a bottle to the kalkola. So as long as it serves a purpose, a practical purpose, so it seems the issa muktzah falls off and it becomes eis muktzah, it becomes part of the keli. So memele frektach taisvis, so this stone is also accomplishing a function and a purpose. It's pacifying the child. So on the heter of gaguim, but it's doing something, it is pacifying the child, so it should become bottle to the child, so there shouldn't be any iser of tiltul mukta. So why is it only mutter by yesh gaguim alov? The yesh loima, the einay tzorich, kol kach tiltul atinik. Now this is a moira de keteretz. So Taisva says as follows. By the kalkola, there's a necessity that the peiros should not fall out of the kalkola. Why is there a necessity? Because it's, the Ritva mentions this, what I was speaking about, oinik Shabbos, and thus, it's a yichol nefesh. He was speaking about these peiros he wants for Shabbos, mustam, it's gonna fall out, it'll be metunif, it's shailov oinik Shabbos. So there's a necessity, there is a necessity involved. So therefore, everything is so the function that the Evan is accomplishing is I forget, I need the peiros, and if the peiros will fall out, they'll be missing Oynik Shabbos. So it's considered that it's bottled to the Kailin, it's doing there's a purpose and there's a function, and so it's mukse. Here Taisa says, if ain't like Yaguim al Oviv, there's no necessity to carry him, period. The ain't like Tzorch Kol Kach Tiltalatinik. Why do you need the whole thing? If you can tell him, Yankel, I'm famato, finished, okay, we'll go away. So they were only matel. They were only matel this function if you need the peiros. Here it's not necessary to carry the tinnik. That's l'chayr pshat and taisus teretz, which is very mechudish thing. Abak ban l'chayr that's pshat and taisus teretz. Abak kevedya asks, so he says, I bazai, so he doesn't understand the previous gemara. He says, Abba, if the child has gaguim, so then it is zicha, then if the child has gaguim, then we zicha, the aven is serving a purpose, it is serving a purpose, it's pacifying the child, and he has to pick up the child, so then, l'chayre, we don't need to say now that the reason it is permitted to carry the child was hitiru tiltu shalai biyodayim because of sakonis chayli. The way Taisvis was set up our Gemara, now we have a different lumdus now. We have now new yesod, if there's a need to carry the child, in gegui mitzicher azach hoshev a need, with the need of oinik Shabbos, so Memela and the Evan is doing a function, is doing a purpose, so it becomes a bottle, it loses the shame muktzeh, so it is mutter. So Bekevega says, so now we're back to the Gemara before. So he doesn't understand, so Afilu according to Rav, Afilu according to Rav, the Gemara said, Pshat, Noit alodom es benoi, ve'evin biyodi, so Moshe is speaking about Yesh Gaguim. So the minute there's gaguim, so now we have a new lamdus. So gaguim is, so there's a tzairech. The minute there's a tzairech, so the mele doesn't become, not gaguim is the, you have to say there's a hetel, the mokim choyli for a tilto shalai bi yadayim. If there's gaguim, so there's a tzairech, so then the heaven is doing a function, so the mele it is ois mukze. That lachayre is the lamdus of the Gemara's tereth. If that is the lumdus, and then the Gemara's kasha, yohi dinar nami, is shver. Taisa says the whole kasha was, since you were mata, tiltul muktze b'mokim chayli, she should be mata tiltul muktze, afilu it fell down also. And that mata tiltul muktze b'mokim chayli. B'mokim chayli, there's a tzairich, and then the heaven becomes bottle to the tinnik. So the kevega blives by a tzorichin. Vim taima afilu einal kalkola malaya peiris, ti botel ha even agabo, faktach tais visanu kasha. Why do you need that the even should be malaya peiris? If it's not malaya peiris, ti botel ha even agabo, the even should become bottle to the kalkola. Ki hechi de botli pek beis de beye, shiure akois, agava kois, ilav the isure anoninu. The Gemara says that one is not permitted to invite goyim on Shabbos because you can have a problem after the suda. What's the problem after the suda? They drank wine and they dipped the bread in wine, and the shiore akois is it's mos, so it's mukze. So the Gemara says, let it become bottle to the kais. Let the shiori ha-kais become bottle to the kais. The Gemara says a pis by the yain of akum, it's a sobahano, but why says ilav the yesuri ano would become bottle to the kais. Yeshloimer shani shiori degriya yoisa medai u bottle tvei. There's a small, so it's a small, a small amount, so there becomes bottle to the kais. Speaking about peiris ametanfen, so you can't spill it out. Vim taima akati itlein biyodai, frektach toisves, Avilos peiris ametanfen, and he can't spill out the peiris, so let him lift out the peiris from the kalkola. Biyanichim besoich kliyache. Oyal gabi tavle, oyal gabi suda. Kedemuchach besomach gabi trume, da omar avchiz da loishanu elo she tahira lemato tmei elamaylo. Avo tahira lemaylo tmei elamato, shokala tahira vishabikat tmei. So it seems, we can take the peiris out of the kalkola, that's the next step. You don't have to pour it out, you can take it out. Va'avol gav, the mekminin ami beperis hametanfin, so you have to say that There's some place where to put it down. So memele, so here also. So let him take out the peiris. You don't want to be menayer, but take out the peiris. Yishleim b'dahasam ma'arikain sh'tahirim munachas b'salim k'tanim b'fnei atzma. There we're speaking about alkal kola that has tuma teira, tuma temei. It's speaking about that each one is in a small keli. V'chein ha'temeia. V'oysa salim menochem b'soich kli echad godl. V'yisalim shal tahira l'mayla misalim shal temeia. V'yocha likach salei tahira l'nichem al gabi kalke. Aber menache zu al gab zu beloishim keli ki yocha shepes menochem b'yacha b'vadi lo meshovik lo l'temeia v'shoke lo l'tahira because they have no place where to put it. It seems if there's salim he can put it on the ground. L'nichem al gabi kalke. Not the Gemara doesn't mean al gabi tavla gabi suda. There's no tavla suda. There the Gemara means that you could leave it al gabi kalka. But over here, since it's not in a keli, so you can't put al gabi kalka. But so be metanef. Zot the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Omer af malin es hamedume be'echod omeya. If trume fell into chulin, so if it is echod omeya, There's one saw, let's say, of Trume, and 100 saw of Chulin, so Malin Es HaMedume. So one is permitted to take out one saw, and eat the rest in Shabbos. Frektige Morre Vamai, Hokom Mesakin, Zotrashi Shemeviyoli Deheta, he's being matter the medume the nigza bei auto tikin shay de malach so lo khaira we should be guys are auto tikin shay de malach yeah so the gemar rab yehuda ke rab elazar sfir alai so the rab yehuda holds like rab elazar omar trume ba eino machsa rab elazar holds that we consider ki'ilu the trume. What is medume? Medume means that you have trume that fell into chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda holds when you have trume that fell into chulin, when there is a sheer bittel al koponim, let's forget about that, the sheer bittel. When trume falls into chulin, we assume that the trume is munach bifnei atzmoy. It is not ma'urev with the rest of the chulin. And when you take it out, it's not pshat I'm being misaken at haruvis. It's considered like it's misukin from before. You just have to take it out. But it's not called that it's ma'urev together with the chulin. It's considered it's munach bifnei atzma. Let us see. So Mamela said it's not called I was misakin the chulin. If the chulin had a shem taruvis before I was mala the trumis, so it's called I was misakin the taruvis. Before it was a taruvis, not a taruvis anymore. Rabbi Lazar holds that trume be'en machte, it's munach be'en bifnei atzmoy. And Mamela says it's not considered I'm being misakin the trume, the chulin. Let us see. Rabbi Yehuda Kabbalah Zesvile, Doma Trume Be'ina Machta. This not. We learned a very interesting Mishnah in Trumis. So Truma Shenoflo Lepoches Mimeo. A so Truma fell into, let's say, 60 so of Chulin. Venidmu. And now it became Medume. So now you have 61 so. V'nofal min hamedume lemokei macher. Now, you have one saw of the 61 saw fell in to another mokim of chulin. Is Rabbi Lezer oimer midamas kitruma? So Rabbi Lezer says, we have to consider that this saw that fell in is the saw of truma. I have to consider that this is the saw of Truma that fell in. This is the 61st saw. This is the saw of Truma that fell in. So if this is the saw of Truma that fell in now, so memele, I need 100 saw in Chulin in order to be matter. If I'll have 50 saw, so if I fall, it doesn't help the situation. That is the svara of Abelazar. Midamas ketrume, badai. The Chachamim say, no, this is the sort, this is the Chapisazoya Moiradiki Kunz, to say, Zesha also, who Zesha Noflo. That's Chapisazoya Moiradiki Kunz. That you don't say. So, I say Fakert. I give it a halacha that the 61 saw, and I don't know which is Truma, which is Chulin, so now if a saw falls in, so I say 160th is Truma, I give the saw that was taken out the halacha of the whole Taruvis. And just like in the whole Taruvis, I have a ratio of 1 to 60, so now I say a ratio of 1 to 60 fell into this Chulin. So now if I have 40 saw more of chulin in the second taruvis will become bottle. That's what the chachamim hold. Rabbi Lezer holds no. I consider saw she also he saw she naflo. I assume this is the saw. So memeile, and the Sfasemes brings down. I think this is a Rashi in Temure, that what will be, according to Rabbi Lezer, if two saw will fall into the second taruvis? What will be the din? So according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't need double connected the two saw, because the whole chumra of Rabbi Lezer is that sasha, naflo sasha also. So if two saw fall in, you only need connected one saw. You only need connected one saw. That's the chaimer of Rabbi Lezer. According to the Chachamim, you consider that the saw that falls in is the same ratio of the taruvis. Al koponim, we see from Rabbi Lezer a pesa amu'uyim dikechidish that we say saw shenaflo saw she also. So the Gemara held. So when I'm misakin the taruvis, it's not called I'm misakin the taruvis. That means the saw I pick up, this was the truma, and the other 100 are chulim. So it's not pshat, I was misaken it. If there is a taruvis, pshat is the truma is munach bifnei atzmoi, the truma is the one I decide to pick up. So memele, the truma, so it's not called a tikkun. That is the gemara, that was the gemara's teretz on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds ki Rabbi Lezer, da omar trume be'enei machse, and memele, so therefore it's not called a tikkun. Zek te gemara eima de shamet lei lechumre. This lomdes, that so she'olso, she'naflo, so she'olso, that is davke lechumre I say such a thing. Abo lekula mi shamet lei. Lechumre I assume that if a saw fell into another taruvis, this is the saw truma. But to say lekula, that this first thing is not considered a taruvis at all, therefore it's not considered a tikkun, we never saw that Rabbi Lezer holds this. Let us see Rashi. Okay, Mesakin, Shmevi Yilidei Het, Avnigze Be'oto Tikkun Shal Yidei Melochem. Rabbi Lezer Doma Truma, Hoyol V'nitna Lehi Olois Achas She'irtze. It is permissible to take out anyone that he wants. Be'enei marse. So we consider like the trume is be'en. Kilu monachas levado. Ve'eina mureves. It is not considered mu'urev and the rest. Whatever he takes out, I assume this is the trume. Ilkech loiko mesaken midi. So memel, it's not considered as mesaken midi because the other 100 are chulim. First we had 60 saw of chulin. Hayidei saw truma v'chazra saw mimenu v'nof lo l'saych acherim. L'cheshvinen trume el samach shebesozu. So we assume that 1/60th of this saw is trume. Medamei atzadik tesh shekenegdim mishkulun yaisi mikuv kenegdai oyla. So the Gemara says, "Ein medishamet leil Rabbi Lezer doma trume keman de machse beinai lechumra ledamo kitrume vaday aber lekule leil hevi amala oisa b'shabes kid b'saken miyoma." That he never said. O vaday mesakenu kozman yinat mafrish the kozman yinat mafrish yinat male the saw. So it's also b'achile, somebody misaknu al kolchei, some meile should be also.